Okay, now suppose we were talking about somebody that lived out this way. When Martha stayed, what would we call that? From here, yeah, we would have to get directions to somebody.
I would say she lived about 2 blocks from me.
What do young people like to go out to do in the evening where they move around on the floor?
Dang.
What time does school let out? Most of the time, school lets out.
2:30, 3 o'clock.
And so what do you say when children do that? When they leave school?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think I made a mistake there because I used the word let out. Mm-hmm. After vacation, they say, when does school blank again?
They say, when does school out again?
No, after vacation starts and they're ready to go back to school. So what do they say?
When does school start again?
Oh, okay. Okay. You go to school to get and what?
Education.
After high school, you go to?
College.
And somebody left a note on mine. Now, suppose you're in school. And let's say that place that they use to write on. They call that a what?
Desk.
And a place where we can go study and read a lot of books, that's called a what?
Library.
Now, where do we mail our packages?
At the post office.
Have you ever stayed overnight in a strange town? And what do they call this place where you can stay overnight?
A motel.
We long time ago had a place where we can go see the movies. What do we call that place?
Picture show. Theater.
Now where out here on the highway going to Macon, there's a place where 6 people can go. What's that place called?
Driving.
No. Where 6 people can go.
Nursing home.
Or either what?
The old folks home.
Or right across the street.
The hospital.
Who takes care of a sick person?
The nurse, the doctor.
All right. Long time ago, when trains used to go by, they used to stop, and we had a place called the what?
Sitting room.
But where was the sitting room?
Across the railroad.
We had a sitting room where, though? The train would stop at this place. What do we call it?
Depot.
You might call it now a rail what?